Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Every day for the last however many weeks. This started,
we went back
and looked it up. We started on July
7th.
Wow.
This has been the spot for the diary. We're not ready to give it up entirely yet.
And if you're not either, it's all on YouTube. There were a couple dates missing in the playlist, so I put those in. So every single thing is there.
You can just like hit play and it'll just like, Go.
That weird one day where there's not actually a
when Aaron
video
forgot
of
to
it?
Turn the video camera on.
Aaron,
idiot.
How could you?
God, idiot.
No, Aaron was on vacation and I forgot.
Yeah, totally forgot.
Oops.
So yesterday we were trying to cast.
Well, yeah, we started to.
The diary. We only got to Kim and a little bit of the diary writer.
What do you think Mike looks like?
We never got a single description of him.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean she doesn't think they're handsome? Because I'm just going to say, if I'm writing in my diary about this girl I just met, I'm going to be like,
details.
She has the cutest, like whatever.
Like he might be like a Dylan O'Brien.
Ooh. Okay.
That means nothing to you?
Nothing.
I always thought Paul Rudd.
Okay.
You want him to be Paul Rudd so bad.
Yeah, he was so nice. He was a little older.
But Dylan O'Brien is kind of a young.
Yeah.
A young Paul Rudd? Okay.
I have us casted.
And if you put Tiak as Paul Rudd.
I don't know what else to put him as. I have one other dude, but I don't even think that. So right now I have Hack
okay,
as Paul
if we're
Rudd.
Taking age out
Rudd
of it, I have Tiak cast and it's a perfect cast. And it's going to be, when you hear who I have cast for him, everyone in this room will absolutely agree.
Okay.
Almost everyone in this room will absolutely agree.
Oh, gosh.
And by the way, keep writing in your casting for the diary and casting for us, and also create fan fiction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like another entry from writer.
Yeah. One more, two more. And we'll read some, probably not till next week. I want to give everybody a little time to get it together. Let's cast this room right now.
Okay. You seem to have a great idea. So why don't you go?
You want me to do TAC?
Oh, sure.
I can't do the whole room. I can do me. I think I know who I am.
Okay.
Jason Statham, clearly.
Yep, I was going
to
say. Or Bruce Willis.
Hold on, I have to look him up.
Vin Diesel, perhaps.
I had Stanley Tucci.
Oh, boy.
I love Stanley Tucci.
I love him, too, but I don't think you guys...
Jason Statham?
Yeah. Jason Statham is probably the most accurate.
Closer, yeah.
He might be a bit, like, buffer than you, but...
I'm right here. I'm right here. What do you mean?
He's too serious.
No, he's not.
He's
been in funny things, hasn't he?
He's a bad guy.
Vin Diesel's
like
way
everything.
Too big for me. By the way, you can text in your stuff 303-222-5423.
Let's just get as many accents in the room as possible. I like the idea of you just having the British, the Jason Statham.
But who else? Oh, here's the other thing, guys. The person doesn't have to shave their head.
Right.
The actor could shave their head for the role. Then they would really be stretching their chops. Because I had Christian Bale in there a little bit. From his rugged, our rugged good looks are almost exactly the same.
I do feel like weirdly John Travolta.
No. Okay.
No?
Yeah. Okay.
And you thought Stanley Tucci
I'm trying
was
to, I'm now rethinking whoever I'm going to have play you.
Oh, someone commented on Facebook a long time ago who should play me, and I forgot that that's who I get told all
who
the
is
time.
It?
Brie Larson.
Oh, yes. I didn't think about that.
In a weird way, yes.
I've been told that for a long time, and I totally forgot about it. And then someone was commenting on multiple videos like, Erica is Brie Larson.
God, it is kind of true.
But I thought you were Ashley Tisdale.
Well.
You get that one too.
Young Ashley Tisdale.
Okay. Yeah.
And maybe more current Brie Larson.
Yeah.
I have you as someone else.
I'll just get T-Hack out of the way.
Okay.
He will have to stretch because he's not an actor.
Oh.
But Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl.
You do have like the same like happy cheeks.
Yeah. And T-Hack hates Dave Grohl.
Oh.
Hates him with the white hot intensity of 1,000 burning suns. So to have Dave Grohl cast as T-Hack,
you know,
like every day that we're on set in our Netflix movie, he'll be coming in going like, son of a dude. And Dave Grohl will be walking up to him, okay, give me your motivation today, man. Tell me, what were you thinking?
I would not like that.
I weirdly think that Cole Sprouse could play T-Hack.
What?
Like, he would just have to dye the hair a little darker.
Yeah.
But I actually could see it.
It could happen.
Okay.
Dave Grohl be better.
Sure.
Like a Sprouse, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Who do you have for you, Hack?
I don't know. Maybe like Rob Schneider or something. I don't know. Just someone silly, you know?
Okay. Silly.
All right.
Adam Sandler, maybe? Maybe a Big Daddy reunion? Sprouse twin, one of them.
Okay.
And Adam Sandler.
Wow.
Do you have anybody else for Hack, or are we moving on? We've done me, we've done Hack.
The other one that I had for Hack was Paul Wesley.
Is that the guy from Vampire Diaries?
I don't know.
I don't know who Paul Wesley is.
Yeah, he is. Okay, yeah, he'd have to
just get grow longer
a beard
hair.
And yeah. grow out his
you
hair.
You were going to say bulk up?
No! Yeah. Why would I ever say that?
I know, but like you see, it's because of the way you stopped. He'd have to.
No, grow a beard and get longer hair.
Okay. What about like Grover or somebody? Like, what about like a
animal?
Muppet? Yeah.
Animal could play you. Oh, maybe we do that. Let's cast this as a Muppet movie. Oh my God. Why are we not casting it as a Muppet movie?
You get to be the bird, the blue bird guy.
I'm the eagle guy.
Yeah. Yeah, you're like the leader.
I am not the... What's his name? Sam the Eagle?
What are you talking about?
No, I'm one of the grumpy judge dudes, clearly.
This is what it sounds like to us when you say Dylan O'Brien.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know any of the people you're saying.
I'm just going to go ahead and move on to Aaron and say I stand by my original casting of Sadie Sink.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, the
girl,
you do.
The redheaded girl from Stranger Things, but she's more grown up now.
Okay.
Yeah. I, real quick, Erica, had you as Amanda Seyfried.
Oh, that's a compliment.
She'd have to wear contacts. She's got huge blue eyes.
Yeah.
Mm.
I got big old brown.
I had you as Big Bird.
He's not a Muppet.
They all are. On Sesame Street are Muppets.
He doesn't count as a Muppet. It's got to be a handheld thing. I have her.
So is Oscar the Grouch one?
Yes, she's definitely that. Green in a trash can.
Should I go? Or?
No, I'm trying to think. Here's... Can anybody tell me? I have Aaron cast. I don't have you cast. I don't know how to. I think the girl you said is probably
Brie Larson was the
best. Brie Larson just hits it so hard that I can't really.
Yeah.
Who?
Someone did comment Bryce Dallas Howard for me, and I thought
that's
that
not
was,
terrible. Or Jessica Chastain, they're the same person.
Or Lindsay Lohan.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Who is the hot
Karen
chick
Gillan.
From? That's
yep. That's what I had. Me
Karen
as.
Dillon.
I'm gonna say this. Gillan. Please don't take this wrong. I don't think you guys are similar.
We're not.
But for the it's like I for the reason I want Dave Grohl on set to upset him. I just want to try to bang that girl.
Oh my God!
Which Muppet am I? Go back to that.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.